Chief, scroll, word, covenants, covenants, treaties, contracts. I saw, and the scroll was handed to me in the golden case, the case of gold. I saw the great shaking. In a prophecy, in open vision in Clear Lake in 2002. And in the prophecy, all has been fulfilled except for the last part of the prophecy, which spoke of a great earthquake, which divides the city and causes the Dead Sea to come alive. The scripture, Ezekiel 30. 18-20. And it shall come to pass at the same time when Gog shall come up against the land of Israel, saith the Lord God, that my fury shall come up in my face, for in my jealousy and in the fire of my wrath have I spoken. Surely in that day there shall be a great shaking in the land of Israel, so that the fishes of the sea, and the fowls of the heaven, and the beasts of the field, and all creeping things that creep upon the earth, and all the men that are upon the face of the earth, shall shake at my presence. And the mountains shall be thrown down, and the steep places shall fall, and every wall shall fall to the ground. In a recent vision, this is 2013, at the end of October, I saw Jesus violently shaking the Sierra Nevada mountain range. Haggai 2:5-8, according to the word of the Lord that I covenant with you when you came out of Egypt, as so my spirit remains among you, fear not, for thus says the Lord of hosts. Now this is for those who are in covenant. Yet once it is a little while, and I will shake the heavens and the earth and the sea and the dry land, and I will shake all nations, and the desire of all nations shall come. And I will fill this house with glory, says the Lord of hosts. The silver is mine, and the gold is mine, says the Lord of hosts. Now, according to a prophetic Native American friend of mine, back east, a woman in Canada, a Native American woman, had a dream. Don't know all the details of the dream, so I'm not going to pretend to know or say, but it was about basically the revelation of the judgments. And as she woke, God gave her Jeremiah 10:10. Jeremiah 10:10-10:15. But the Lord is the true God. He is the living God and an everlasting King. At his wrath, the earth shall tremble, and the nations shall not be able to abide his indignation. Thus shall you say unto him, the gods that have not made the heavens and the earth, even they shall perish from the earth and from under the heaven. He has made the earth by his power. He has established the world by his wisdom and has stretched out the heavens by his discretion. When he utters his voice, there is a multitude of waters in the heavens, and he causes the vapors to ascend from the ends of the earth. He makes lightnings with rain, and he brings forth the wind out of his treasures. Every man is brutish in his knowledge. Every founder is confounded by the graven image, for his molten image is falsehood, and there is no breath in them. They are vanity and the work of error. In the time of their visitation, they shall perish. Revelation 5:1, and I saw in the right hand of him that sat on the throne a book written within and on the backside sealed with seven seals. Not necessarily a book, more likely a scroll. Revelation 5:9, and they sang a new song, saying, Thou art worthy to take the book and to open the seals thereof, for thou wast slain and hast redeemed us to God by thy blood out of every kindred and tongue and people and nation. Now, this scroll, I was in a vision handed a scroll from the Lord. And he began to speak to me of the covenant and the covenant people, those from the foundation of the earth, chosen by the Lord. And that the scroll, the book, is the word of the Lord. That which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked upon and our hands have handled, of the word of life, 1 John 1:1. And this is the word of life, this scroll that had seven seals on it. And the seven seals were broken by him who was slain. He had the authority to break open the seven seals by his blood, the blood covenant. Behold, he comes with clouds, and every eye shall see him, and they also which pierced him, and all kindreds of the earth shall wail because of him. Even so, amen. I am, this is he speaking, Yeshua in the book of Revelation, I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the ending, with, says the Lord, which is, and which was, and which is to come, the Almighty. Revelation 1:7-8. This scroll has seven seals, and the blood of the Lamb slain, breaks open the seals in this book. And it is written on both sides, the judgments of the wicked on the earth. And in the seventh seal, let's look at it, that's broken open, Revelation 8:1-6. And when he had opened the seventh seal, there was silence in heaven about the space of half an hour. And I saw the seven angels which stood before God, and to them were given seven trumpets. And another angel came and stood at the altar, having a golden censer. And there was given unto him much incense, that he should offer it with the prayers of all saints upon the golden altar, which was before the throne. And the smoke of the incense, which came with the prayers of the saints, ascending up before God out of the angel's hand. And the angel took the censer and filled it with fire of the altar, and he cast it onto the earth. And there were voices and thunderings and lightnings and earthquakes. And the seven angels, which had the seven trumpets, prepared themselves to sound. Let's look at the end of, and the seven trumpets will be sounded and the vial judgments. Let's look at the end of those judgments in Revelation 16:17-21. And the seventh angel poured out his vial into the air, and there came a great voice out of the temple of heaven from the throne, saying, It is done! And there were voices and thunders and lightnings, and there was a great earthquake, such as was not since men were upon the earth, so mighty an earthquake and so great. And the great city was divided into three parts, and the cities of the nations fell, and great Babylon came in remembrance before God to give unto her the cup of the wine of the fierceness of his wrath. And every island fled away, and the mountains were not found. And there fell upon men a great hail out of heaven, every stone about the weight of a talent. And men blasphemed God because of the plague of the hail, for the plague thereof was exceedingly great. Second Corinthians 5:18-21. And all things are of God, who hath reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ, and has given to us his ministry of reconciliation, to wit, that God was in Christ, reconciling the world unto himself, not imputing their trespasses unto them, and hath committed unto us the word of reconciliation. That is Jesus. Now then, we are ambassadors for Christ, as though God did beseech you by us, we pray. You in Christ's stead, be you reconciled to God, for he has made him to be sin for us, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. Hebrews 2:17. Wherefore in all things it behooved him to be made like unto his brothers, that he might be a merciful and faithful high priest in things pertaining to God, to make a reconciliation for the sins of the people. How did he do it? By his blood. How did he open up the judgments on the wicked? By his blood. He is the scroll unrolled. Revelation 22:6-19. And he said unto me, these sayings are faithful and true. And the Lord God of the holy prophets sent his angel to show you unto his servant the things which must shortly be done. Behold, I come quickly. Blessed is he that keeps the saying of the prophecy of this book. And I, John, saw these things and heard them, and when I heard and had seen, I fell down to worship before the feet of the angel which showed me these things. Then he says to me, see, you do it not, for I am your fellow servant, and of your brethren the prophets, and of them which keep the sayings of this book, worship God. And he says unto me, seal not the sayings of the prophecy of this book, for the time is at hand. He that's unjust, let him be unjust still. And he that which is filthy, let him be filthy still. And he that is righteous, let him be righteous still. And he that is holy, let him be holy still. And behold, I come quickly, and my reward is with me to give every man according as his work shall be. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. Blessed are they that do his commandments, that they may have the right to the tree of life, and may enter in through the gates into the city. For without are dogs, and sorcerers, and whoremongers, and murderers, and idolaters, and whosoever loves and makes a lie. I, Jesus, have sent mine angel to testify unto you these things in the churches. I am the root and the offspring of David and the bright and morning star. And the Spirit and the bride say, come, and let him that hears say, come. And let him that is athirst come. And whosoever will, let him take the water of life freely. For I testify unto every man that hears the words of the prophecy of this book. If any man shall add unto these things, God shall add unto him the plagues that are written in this book. And if any man shall take away from the words of the book of this prophecy, God shall take away his part out of the book of life and out of the holy city and from the things which were written in the book. I will make one comment about this passage. It's very direct to him who has ears to hear, that Jesus is the prophecy. Okay, the word of prophecy, the spirit of prophecy is Jesus. When you come up into heavenly places, you will hear the words of Jesus and the prophecy thereof. So hear the words of the holy book, the scroll, in this late hour where the time is now.